Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, for years, the Interlake Steamship Company generously provided trips aboard its freighters for auction or raffle prizes for nonprofit organizations like the United Way of St. Clair County, which over the years has raised thousands and thousands of dollars through the annual freighter raffle. Well, during COVID, the Interlake Steamship Company had to put the brakes on the freighter trips, and so that's why there hasn't been a freighter raffle since before COVID. However, the last freighter trip winners haven't been able to take their freighter trip yet until now. They're out there this week, and they are accompanied by a couple of volunteers from the United Way, to act as chaperones. So this week, aboard the Paul R. Tegurtha, last year's campaign co-chairs for the United Way of St. Clair County, Sharon Wilton and Jenny Posey, having the trip of their lives. They're somewhere in Lake Superior this morning, and we've got them on the line. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hi, Paul.
How much fun are you having on the Tegurtha?
Oh, my God. It is a blast. It is the most amazing experience ever. And the crew is so incredibly professional, and they work so hard and feed us so well.
And our guests who were the former winners from the last time we were able to do this raffle are just wonderful people. We all get along fabulously, and many of them have a lot of knowledge of the Great Lakes and freighters and boating. So it's been just an incredible experience. And when you're out here on this ship, it's I can't even describe it. It's just absolutely amazing.
Breathtaking.
You just went through the Sioux Locks a little while ago, didn't you?
We did. That was so incredible. That just blows my mind, to be perfectly honest with you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, describe it if you can.
So I will not parallel park, period. And so to watch this massive ship hug the wall an inch into the locks, it was absolutely incredible. Literally, there's inches on each side of this boat because it's so huge. And how they maneuver it in there is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
The skill that it took to just to get that far, into navigating through the St. Mary's River, that was another feat. There was a point where one of the buoys wasn't lit, and so they knew it was coming up, and they were searching for it with a spotlight, so they kept a spotlight on it, and because it's pretty tight winding in and out of that. The canals in the St. Mary's River, so that was incredible to watch as well. So we've been up late every night.
We have the weirdest schedule, so hopefully when we get back home, we'll be able to get back on track.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you want to be up and seeing the things that are worth seeing when they're there.
I mean,
I can just imagine what it must be like. It's like having your own personal cruise ship, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty amazing. And walking the decks, oh my gosh, and it's just amazing. We went out to the bow and had our Titanic moment. It was pretty amazing.
Does the crew like having guests aboard?
They do. They've been absolutely wonderful. Every day the captain comes down. We have a common area where we all hang out during the day and play cards. We have a puzzle going on that is really difficult. Hopefully we can get it finished before the end of this trip. But, we play cards and hang out and play on Facebook, of course, and post pictures so all of you can see what we're doing.
And do laps. A lot of do laps around the ship. It's four times around is our mile. So pretty cool.
How long a trip is this? Where did you start? Where are you going? Where are you going to end up?
So we left from the retired DTE plant in St. Clair, and we boarded the ship around 8:30 Sunday morning, and this ship was full, so it took a really, really long time to unload. So we didn't pull out of there till almost midnight on Sunday night, early Monday morning, and then we moved over to Canada where we got fuel. The ship holds over 130,000 gallons of fuel, so that took 5 hours. So we did not make it to the Blue Water Bridge till about 6 a.m. yesterday. So we'll be in Duluth tomorrow morning. I think yesterday. I don't even know.
I know. Our days get a little mixed up because we're up at all hours because we don't want to miss anything.
I can only imagine.
So, but we do... We have some videos that, you know, and I've trying to post as many out on Facebook as I can and making them public so everybody can see them. And they're pretty incredible out here. I want to share this journey with everybody.
I've been watching a bunch of them, and it just looks incredible. I mean, what's it like when you're out there in the middle of Lake Huron or Lake Superior, not another ship or bit of land to be seen?
So right now in Superior, we can see some land way off in the distance. I haven't seen any other ships or boats this morning, but it is really surreal and interesting. And most of the time, you know, this ship doesn't move, you know, the water and the weather doesn't affect it because it's so huge. So you really just hear the hum of the engines most of the time, which you might be able to hear now because we're at, we're under the pilot house and where the engines are. And so it's just, it's hard to describe until you are actually doing it.
Yeah. And we, yesterday when we were walking the deck, Sharon and I had like a moment where we were walking the deck in and we like just paused for a second out there and just looked around and there was nothing around. And it was so peaceful and so quiet and so serene. It was just, it was heavenly, truly.
This is why people
can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, well, this is why people love to buy those tickets because this is such a popular trip. I've never talked to anybody that's been on one of these freighter trips that had a bad time. I mean,
oh, really?
I just hear nothing but great things.
Yeah, it's true. It exceeds all expectations. I had high expectations, but it surpassed them all. So
good.
I knew it would be great. I didn't realize the level of greatness.
Yeah, so we're hoping that if United Way can do this raffle again soon, that people will buy tickets and try to get this opportunity because, seriously, you can't even imagine how amazing this is.
Oh, we'd love to see that come back. That would be great, yeah.
The food, oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. Lay it on us. What have you been eating out there?
Oh, my gosh. Sweet. Galore. We have treats. There's two snacks a day, and they bake for us. And you get fresh baked goods every morning. You could have them in the morning for breakfast. You could have them at the 10 o'clock snack, which is, we had these pecan caramel cinnamon rolls. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
And everything's made from scratch, and it's just, the dinners are phenomenal. I mean, you will not go hungry, ever.
No, if you do, it's your own fault. And if we should run out of sweet stuff, we have a whole freezer full of ice cream bars.
This does not sound bad at all. This sounds you're just making it sound better and better all the time. I'll look forward to seeing more of your Facebook posts. I know you're having a great time out there. Keep having fun and just... I don't know what else to say about it. It just sounds like a wonderful trip.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you checking in with us, and we appreciate the Interlake Steamship Company for letting us do this. And United Way, it's an amazing fundraiser for them, and keep our fingers crossed that we can bring it back this fall.
I think that would be fantastic. We sure hope so. Thanks again for checking in. I'm so glad that we were able to do this. Keep having fun, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here soon.
Sounds good. You guys can all track our journey on some maps, Boat Nerd, or there's all kinds of apps that you can follow the ship and see where we're at. It's been super cool. Thanks for having us, Paul.
All right. Take
care. Thank you, Paul.
Safe travels. Bye-bye.